Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Good morning and good afternoon, everybody, wherever you're listening from. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing our daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, which we read here every day. I pray everyone is just feeling and doing blessed out there, and we have a great reading here today. This is the 343rd reading of the Suffer Well devotional series called Heavenly Measurement. So we read, we start off here with the scripture. It says, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. The violent men take it by force as a precious prize. A snare, a share in heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion within. Matthew 11, verse 12. We must continually climb higher. Yesterday's thoughts should always stand under the scrutiny of today's new heights of revealed wisdom and understanding. Yes, loved one, every day should be a day of advancement, stretching with vision and intertwining new realities. There is a magnificent supernatural web that connects everything, and acknowledging it brings glory to the Father. What does it mean to know Yahweh? May we suggest that a strong indicator is that you have an understanding and appreciation for how He operates in His heavenly court? May we also suggest the opposite is true. A lack of understanding and appreciation for His heavenly court limits your knowledge of the Most High. And so, as we advance, the new standards become the next highest branch on the tree of life. With each new revelation, yesterday's mishaps are no longer excusable. Yesterday's ignorance is no longer tolerable. And yesterday's increase is no longer the utmost. We climb each successive branch towards the top of the tree of life, to the throne room for the King, where His Son sits at His right hand, and the Rahadak Hodesh, the Holy Spirit, at His left in His heavenly courtroom. End of the longest branch, heading towards Keter, we find that which represents the body, the totality of thoughts, that Yahweh decrees for His chosen children, and goes by the name Tifereth. It means beauty, glory, or glorious. It inspires thoughts that will cause you to proclaim the very essence of its meaning. That is so beautiful. Yahweh's truth is beautiful. It is the expression of the wisdom, vision, and the new reality that you are now capable of perceiving. In that beauty, you are taking to an even higher place and deeper revelation. New doors open, and you receive more clarity from the voice within. From the mind of the Messiah, take the next step in whispers. It whispers, there is another branch waiting. Then everything changes, loved one. Everything changes. And I'm going to talk today about the growth, the learning, our eyes being opened more and more. Somebody told me a long time ago, if you ever meet somebody that says they know it all, they don't know anything. In everything in life, we must continue to learn and to grow and never stop. But especially with Yahweh's word, as I say, there's no neutrality with His word. You're either moving forward or backwards. We need to keep moving forward. We need to keep growing. This is why our Creator is so against the proud and the pride, because He knows the humble realize that we have so much more to learn, so much more to grow in. And all the lessons He gives us, and the discipline He gives us to slow us down, to let us realize that there's so much more. And still, even if we learn more than most other humans, we still have so much more to learn and handle that information. So we're going to talk about growth today, and we're going to talk about learning more each day and never stopping. And I look at Psalms 5, verse 3, and it says, "Listen to my voice in the morning, Yahweh. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly." Each morning we come to him, and we need to pray to him every day and ask him to show us more, to reveal to us more, and to help us handle this information gracefully and to understand more. We can never fully, completely understand our Creator, but the more he opens up our eyes to understand and have the mind of Messiah, the more at peace we should be with our lives. And this is what it's about, folks. And there's a lot of people that are stagnant in the body today. But we need to keep learning and keep growing. We need to do that. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. How many of you read your scriptures every day? The scriptures are the world's best textbook. It teaches us more than anything could teach us. So we need to keep learning and keep understanding. We learn from our mistakes. We grow from our mistakes, or at least we're supposed to. Proverbs 28, verse 11 and 12 says, "Like a dog that returns to his vomit, a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him." And there are so many people that are living against the commandments of our Creator, and they continue to do it every day. Lack of knowledge is not an excuse for the consequences that you will suffer for doing harmful things. Yes, of course, a man that sins and knows he's sinning is the worst thing you could do. But just because you have ignorance about something and you're still sinning, there's still consequences. And we must learn from these mistakes. The Bible connects blessings and curses with obedience and disobedience. Man keeps running around saying they're believers, but not following our Creator, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. The church keeps teaching them that that's okay, that that's the way it should be. But it's not. It's not. Our Creator wants us to learn more, to get closer to him, to grow with him. It says in 2 Peter 2:22, "But it happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turning to his own vomit." Again, the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mirror. Over and over and over again, I tell people we need to follow the guidelines, the instructions, and the commandments. But each day they don't. And then when we learn the truth, or at least when we hear the truth, there's a verse that says, "To know good and not do it, to him it is sin." We need to grow and reach that next branch on the tree and start putting his commandments into action. Start sharing the gospel more, letting people know with grace and gentleness, but with consistency, that I am a follower of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, who died for me and for you. And we need to follow him. And the Bible is holy word, his instructions, his guidelines for our life. And that's how I'm going to live my life, regardless what anyone says or how anyone feels about me. But we must keep learning. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward for what is ahead." In the last couple of devotions, we've been speaking about moving onward, moving forward, new seasons, you know, new times in our lives, just moving forward and growing. You know, we need to think about this. Proverbs 10:23 says, "Doing wickedness is like a sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding." Beautiful words. Remember, Proverbs means wisdom. So if our Creator gave me a book of wisdom, why would I not read that every day amongst all things? You know, when you spend more time thinking about and looking at posts on Facebook and social media and Instagram than you do looking at Scripture, don't tell me you don't have time to look at Scripture. The Creator has literally given you a book of wisdom, and you're looking at the news and social media about things other than the wisdom our Creator gave us, putting that first. That's not how you grow a Messiah. Revelations 3:19 says, those who I love I rebuke and discipline. So be earnestly and repent. You know, if we're reading his book of wisdom, we'll understand the beauty of the word submit and repent. See, submit and repent has become a curse word today in the church. But our Creator says it's time for us to grow and learn in these different areas, in these new ways that our Creator wants us to live, different from the way we've been living. And he's given us so many outlets to learn, just like how we hear from him. Some people say, oh, I pray all the time and I never hear from my Creator. I say, well, are you reading your word? They say, why would you ask that? I'm talking about hearing from our Creator. Well, his word is, the Bible is him speaking to us. That's what it is. Some people might verbally hear him. Some people might verbally hear him often and some people sometimes. But his word is consistently speaking to you. And this is what the Bible is. So he's given us his word to learn from. And sometimes he brings people in our lives to learn from. And sometimes he helps us to learn from our own mistakes. But think about how often through people's mistakes or just people in general we could learn. Proverbs 21:11 says, when someone who is conceited gets his punishment, even as an unthinkable person learns a lesson, one who is wise will learn from what he is taught. You know, I know a lot of people in my life that don't know the Messiah. I know a lot of people in my life that reject Yahweh. And when I see how their life is and how their conscience is, it's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot. People of high anxiety, people that are living in fear of man, I learn a lot from those people. I learn I don't want to be like them. I learn I don't have to be like them. And I realize the truth of what they're missing in their life. And it helps me appreciate my Creator even more. And yes, I pray for them. You know, it says in Proverbs 12:15, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. The advice. The scriptures, that's what it is. It's the advice of our Creator, our Heavenly Father. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 says, now all things that happen unto them for examples are, and they are written for our ordination, upon whom the ends of the world are come. It's a beautiful thing that we learn these things. It says in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, as I always say, 18:15, the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. We must learn and grow, and each day more and more. The Creator says each morning is new. Each morning is a new day. As we rise up, we must seek to seek him, to seek our Creator. As we read earlier, it says in Psalms 5:3, listen to my voice in the morning. Yahweh, each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Each start of the day, you're the first thing I do. I want to learn. I want to grow. Just like a child continues to grow, we never stop growing if we are willing to listen. There's physical growing, but then there's spiritual growing. Luke 2:40 says, the child continued to grow and became strong, increasing in wisdom, and grace of knowledge was upon him. 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Here's something I'm going to say, and this is true. Too many of you so-called believers out there today are still living in childish ways. It's time to put that in the past and grow. Grow. 2 Peter 3:16 says, but grow in grace and knowledge of our wonderful Elohim and our Savior, Yeshua Messiah. To him be glory both now and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that Yahweh is good. Yahweh is good. Remember this, folks. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Learn in all the different areas. From his word, it says all scripture is breathed out by Yahweh and profitable for teaching, the reproof for correction, and training for the righteous, that the man of Yahweh may be complete, equipped for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. That's what the Bible is, a book of learning. So I want to encourage you all to read it more every day. Proverbs 4:2, I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. Proverbs 3:1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. Proverbs 1:19-1:53, look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your law. Do we understand this? Do we understand what it says in the scriptures? You know, when I teach my children, repetitiveness and consistency is a great way to learn and remember something. Repetitiveness and consistency. Doing things over and over and again. Consistent. When I teach them their math work, they learn it. If they do it every day, they don't forget it. But if they go a week without doing it, then I gotta retrain them. I gotta help them remember what it was. But they just do a little every day, they remember it. Proverbs 4 verse 5 says, get wisdom and understanding. Do not forget my words or turn from them. It says in the scriptures, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That means lack of knowledge of me, meaning a creator, lack of his Torah. That's why we're destroyed. They have forgotten my words and rejected my Torah, it says, because they didn't have that knowledge of him. He wants us to remember it. Joshua 1:8 says, keep this book of the law always at your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. What more information do you need from that verse right there? Write that verse down today. Write a verse down every single day. Today, Joshua 1:8. Write it. When you write it down, you remember it better. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it on day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. Proverbs 2:6 and 8 says, for Yahweh gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of the faithful ones. And I always talk about the importance of praying. Praying is a conversation with our Creator. You know, speak to him always, asking him for the answers. It's fine to seek wisdom from man, but still, a final answer has to come from Yahweh. And we need to speak to him and ask him these questions and these things every day. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Yahweh, who gives generously to all, without reproach, and it will be given to him. And then in James 3:17, it says, but the wisdom from above is the first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Aren't we looking for that? Don't we want that? Then we got to ask him. Go to him. Psalms 51:6 says, surely your desire, you desire truth in the innermost being. You teach wisdom in the innermost place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take it for him. Romans 15 verse 4 says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures, that the encouragement they provide might have hope. Praise Yahweh for this wonderful blessing and privilege and gift that we're allowed to read the words of our Creator freely today, where some people around the world don't have that great opportunity to do so. And just think about the growing that we do spiritually each day, you know, and how we can grow spiritually more and more and seek that to grow spiritually more and more and put those childish ways behind us and to grow up and be a man, to know that Yahweh is good, or an adult woman, to know that. 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3 says, brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Yeshua. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, you are not worldly. Are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? We are called to be set apart, different, and holy. We are called to be grown spiritually. The more time we spend in the Word, we're supposed to be like Yeshua and not messing around or even having conversations about things and that give no glory to Yahweh. That's what we must be, just continually growing. It says in Romans 7, 22 to 25 says, for in my inner self I joyfully agree with Yahweh's law. But I see a different law in the parts of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and taking me prisoner to the law of sin in the parts of my body. What a wrenched man I am. Who will rescue me from a dying body? I thank Yahweh through Yeshua our Messiah. So then with my mind I myself am a slave to the law of Yahweh, but with my flesh to the law of sin. And then 1 John 1, 7 and 9 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Yeshua Messiah cleans us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. We confess our sins, he is faithfully and just forgives us our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Hallelujah for the wonderful, beautiful mercy and grace that our wonderful Creator gives us each day. You know, we must understand the importance of our wonderful Creator and what he did through Yeshua. And you must give that reverence over everything in life. A man who died for us, to reach down to your emotions and understand that he died for us. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident in the very thing that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Yeshua Messiah. And 2:13 of Philippians says, for it is Yahweh who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. For his good pleasure. That we would learn and that we would grow. That we would continue to grow spiritually. And we would just exhort the fruit of the Spirit each day. Galatians 5:22 and 24 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is. Now I say these, I want you to think about them. And think about, is this what your life about? Is this part of your life every single day that you experience these things? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Is that what you experience every single day? Remember, just as we said here about moving forward, moving upward and reaching for that next branch and wanting more and never being satisfied where you're at. Just like the talents he gave them and he said, go and invest and grow. And the man hid his under the ground and he didn't want to lose it. But he always says to grow, to get bigger and better and closer to me. Job 17 verse 9 says, the righteous keep moving forward and those who with clean hands become stronger and stronger. That's it. That's what we need to do, to grow more each day. Doesn't have to be a tremendous leap. A little each day, more and more. A little each day, more and more. And then you'll learn to understand what it means to suffer well. It's a great measurement to know where you are when you're suffering, how you respond. So as I say all the time, when you're at the peaks of the mountains, it's easy to be joyful and praising our Creator. But what happens when you're in the valleys? When you're in the valleys, that's where the testing and the trials come true. Do you trust him? Are you joyful in the valleys? Are you suffering well? Or is that when you depart our Creator? In the valley is when you become either closer to him or farther away. And that's the decision you must make. But every time we're in that valley, it gives us an opportunity to become closer to him. To realize these things. It says In John 13, verse 7, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. You will understand the pruning and the refining that Yahweh does to us each day and how he wants us to change. It says in John 15, verse 4 and 5, remain in me and I in you, just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine. So neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit because you can do nothing without me. Realizing that and understanding that with him we're everything, but without him we're nothing. So let today be a new beginning in your life. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of learning. Learning more than we ever thought we could. To understand what it means to be a new creature in Yeshua. To understand what it means to be born again. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, yet Yahweh has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in a human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of Yahweh's work from beginning to end. But each day we can get closer and closer. It's time to listen to what it says in it. That was Ecclesiastes 3:11. It's time to remember what it says in Ephesians 4:22-24. Put your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on a new self, created after the likeness of Yahweh, in true righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a new day. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Romans 8:4 says, therefore, we are buried with him through the baptism into death. That just as Yeshua was raised from the dead for the glory of Yahweh, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It's his new work in us. Each day. This isn't a one-time event. It's each day. Remember that refreshing that comes. Repentance brings refreshing. A new heart he will give us. A new spirit. That's a daily thing. That's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So remember this. Remember this. And just be blessed by it. To grow more. And ask him. Ask him right now. Father Yahweh, help me to grow more. To be closer to you. Teach me new things today. Things I didn't know before. Show me things in your word that I never saw before. In Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. Have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. Suffer well. Suffer well. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. Easter is our favorite time of the year, and we can't wait to celebrate it with you and your family. With powerful stories of hope and new beginnings, we're celebrating the resurrection on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m. Join us for our spectacular Easter sunrise service at Sanspirit Park at 7 a.m. or our uplifting Good Friday service at 6:30 p.m. So come celebrate with us at the Grace Place, where we celebrate God's grace every day.
I still remember when I heard you call me by name. I'd follow you anywhere, knew I could trust you with anything. But now sorrow beats down on me, waiting for you to come through. I'm all alone with my questions, I'm dry and cracked open. I thirst for you, and as I fall apart, flood this desert heart.